Palm day in the Northern Hills, which is getting kind of rare anymore. Wow, it's been a little windy. Hopefully that's just the wind of the Holy Spirit just blowing himself into this area, right? Go ahead and just blow God all over the place here. And that's our prayers. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. And we have been looking at the love of God. Cindy, she taught and preached on the Word of God last week. This week went so fast, I forgot that there was six other days. She preached on the Word, and I think that you really got from that how much she loves the Word. She is always in the Word. You just give me joy as much as you read the Word and study the Word. And part of that loving God is loving His Word. We're going to talk about that a little bit. This month being the month of Thanksgiving, I was thinking, wow, you should be doing this preaching on Valentine's Day. But I got to thinking about what I am most thankful for, and it's actually God's love. And you think about every situation that you've ever gone through, and think about how it was when you went through these things before you knew God and before you had that love. And then you think about God's love and what a difference it made in everything. The hard things were still hard, but you knew and you know now that God is always with you. He's always there. You're never, ever alone. And to find out what God's love is really all about and then how we're supposed to take that love and let that love grow in our hearts is very important. And that's why I've been looking at the Jewish word, the word that God chose to express, to define, to say what His love what is. And that word is Ahava in the Hebrew. It's Ahava. And God uses this word when He speaks throughout the Old Testament, and especially when He speaks prophetically through Jeremiah the prophet. In Jeremiah 31:3, it says, "The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved, I have Ahava, I have loved you with an everlasting love," that same word, "and I have drawn you with loving kindness." And that last word is not of Ahava, but "I have drawn you with grace. I have drawn you with the grace of that love." And most Hebrew words, as we found out a couple weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago now, can be broken down into a three-consonant root that contains the essence of each word's meaning. It's a very, very complicated, it's a very, very ancient language. Hebrew is one of the oldest languages on earth, and it's also one of the newest languages on earth, because it was kept alive through the Hebrew texts and the scrolls and through the scribes and the Pharisees, through the Hebraic religion. And it was not really used or spoken until about 1945, 46, when Israel was made a nation again. Then the Jewish nation brought Hebrew back to life. So it's one of the newest and the oldest languages on earth. When God says, "I am the Alpha and Omega," He means it in everything. He's the beginning and the end in everything. So the root word of Ahava is Ahav. And the term Ahav in the Hebrew means to give. So God's love, the root of God's love, the foundation and the base of God's love, God is saying, "My love is to give." Ahava is about giving. It's not about getting. And so many times the world confuses us in that. The world tells us that love's about giving. I need love. Well, of course you need love. And God has given that love. And He wants us to learn how to give love so that we have love. And that's how God's love works. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world," and Hebrews who believe in Christ use that word love, Ahava, there. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only one and only Son, that whoever should believe in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved, He gave. And He's always been giving. You think about it. God gives and God gives and God gives and God gives. And And that's why we can be so much. That's why we can have so much. That's why we can have confidence. That's why we can do all the things because God gives. The root word Ahav is spelled Aleph Hybet. And we looked at the Aleph last week, and we found out that every Hebrew word, every Hebrew letter, excuse me, in the alphabet has three things when we look at Hebrew letters. And that's why it's kind of interesting to study this out and learn what God's saying. It's number one, the alphabet, it has an alphabetic assignment, like ABC, just like ours. But then it has a numerical assignment. Every letter in the Hebrew alphabet has a numerical assignment. And Aleph is one. And so when the Jews say, the Lord, the God is one, he's Aleph. And then they say, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Love, number one, he is number one. And we talked about what that means. And then every letter also has a symbolic assignment. Just like when we learn the alphabet, we have little books that say A is for apple. Well, in the Hebrew alphabet, Aleph means something. Bet means something. All these things mean something. So that's something that we need to know. The first letter of the alphabet is Aleph. The letter Aleph is number one, and it symbolizes the one and only eternal God. Aleph also symbolizes the oneness of God. Just this one letter, when they say Aleph, they think of all these things. If you're Jewish, you see these things going through your mind. Just like when we say A is for apple, we see an apple going through our mind. They see the oneness of God. They see all of these things going through. The second letter of Ahava is Hi, and that's the letter we're going to look at today. In this letter, God chooses to show us how we should respond to his love. God says, first of all, God, I am the God of giving. I am the God of love, and love is giving. And the second part of love in the Hebrew, God is saying, now I'm going to show you how to respond to this. Because the letter Hi, okay, is the fifth letter of the alphabet in the Hebrew, and five is the number of grace. So when they see Hi, they think grace. So when they see Ahava, they see God is one, God is giving, God is grace. Love is grace. When we give love, what do? We give grace. This morning, our grandkids were at our house. We're empty nesters. Papa Jim had to administer a lot of love in the form of grace. I love my 12-year-old grandson and his little brother, but I was pretty sure we had six or seven kids in the house instead of four or five. But grace, God gives us so much grace because he looks down and sometimes we don't act becomingly. But God is grace. There are five books in the Torah. Here's another thing that this letter stands for. Five books in the Torah. And I think that's interesting. Cindy talked about the love of the word and how much we need the word. There are five fingers on the hand. So not only does it mean grace, not only does it mean the word of God, the word of God, but it also means action. Five fingers on the hand. And this letter in the alphabet is also tied to the fact that David gathered five smooth stones in the stream before he took action against Goliath. Five smooth stones. So it's grace, it's action. It is through grace that God loves us, and it is through grace that we can love others. And that's just in that one little letter in the alphabet. And it's in the Bible. And it's been hidden as a mystery. The keys to loving God are in the letter Hi. Like I said, the five books of the law, the Torah. So what does that mean? What does that mean? It says in John 14, Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey what I command. The five books of the law. Jesus said, you will love me, and you will obey me. In John 14, 23, Jesus says, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. And we know that Jesus came and he completed the Old Testament. He brought in the New Testament. So we have the entire Bible. So if we take the Bible and we read it and we let the Holy Spirit lead us and teach us on how we should live, then we are loving God. We are loving Him. The high is the means that a person expresses love. If you love God, you show Him your love by your actions. Like I said, your five fingers, picking up stones, and using those stones. You know, I find it interesting that David only needed one stone. And that stone can be symbolic of the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of Christ Jesus breaking the bondage of sin. That action. The form of the letter high, it shows how to correctly love men and women. If you want to go ahead and put that up there. The three lines of the high are a picture of loving God with thought, deeds, and words. It's kind of interesting that the Hebrew language, like I said, every letter has symbolism hidden within it. The top horizontal line represents the realm of thought. Do you see that? That top, thick one. That is the realm of thought. A person's thoughts should be focused upward on God and His Word. Do you see the little point going up? Our thoughts should be focused upward on God. The vertical line to the right is our speech. Our speech is attached to our thoughts. And our thoughts should be going to God. That's the way it is supposed to work. Now, not only does high show us how we're supposed to think, how we're supposed to speak, but it also shows us the reality of real life. The vertical line on the left, that's our deeds. And in reality, our deeds many times are not connected to our thought or our speech. We're out there doing good things, but we're really not thinking about it. We're out there doing good things, and it's not really connected to our speech and our thought. And the reality of high is that God wants our actions. Notice how that vertical line, notice how it's pointing up to our thoughts. God says that His love is in the process of bringing our actions into our thoughts, into our speech, and then focusing them on Him. Can you see that in that letter? I'm trying to illustrate it. I know online, everybody, if you're online, you're going to have to go find a high and you're going to have to look at it. But that's what God is saying here in this. This is grace. I want you to think grace. I want you to speak grace. I want you to go out and I want you to grow in grace, because God says in reality, our deeds are not perfect. Our thoughts are not perfect. Our speech is not perfect, but it is all to point to the glory of God. Luke 6:45 says, the good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, in his mind. And the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart or his mind. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. That unattached line to the left, that line that is deed, our thoughts and actions should always be influencing our deeds to grow closer to what God wants for our thoughts and for our speech. But the reality is many times they're not carried out. Many times they're not carried out. Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purposes that prevail. So when you start having thoughts and you start you taking those thoughts to speech, make sure that your plans are tied in with God, because if they're tied in with God, if your deeds are tied in with God, then they will prevail. When we attach our actions, our deeds to the purposes of God, we're doing something amazing that blesses God in a great way. We're loving Him. We're loving Him. James 2:14, he admonishes us. He says this, he says, "What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, and or if you, let's just say you say you have faith, and in that faith, our faith is love. Let's say you have this faith, but if you don't show it by your actions, what kind of faith? That kind of faith can't save anybody," is what he's saying. And then in verse 17, he says, "So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless." Very simple illustration. A long time ago, in this galaxy right here, I was working the counter in a fast food place. Back in the day, they were almost as busy as they are now. And this beautiful young lady came in with her friend. And I was way down at the other end of the counter, and all of my friends were paying attention to this beautiful young lady and her friend. And I sat down there, and I thought, wow, I would really like to get to know that beautiful young lady and her friend. So I'm just going to stand down here and think about it. If I would have just stood down there and thought about it, or maybe if I would have just turned and talked to another one of my friends, whispering about it, "Whoa, can you see that really good looking? Wow, do you see her? Whoa, she's amazing. Man, I would really like to meet her." I had the thoughts, I had the speech, no actions. If I wouldn't have walked down and shown my interest and shown my love, there are 3 kids and 10 grandkids that wouldn't be here right now. And that is what James is saying, is our faith, our love, if we think about it, and even if we speak about it, don't get me wrong, we need to get together and have Bible studies, encourage one another, but we need to take what we learn out in the world, and we need to share it. We need to share it, because when we do that, then our actions are alive, and our actions are the love of God. And not only are we showing the world that we love them, we're showing the world that God loves them, and we're showing God that we love Him. So I encourage you, just go out this week and high it up, okay? Every time somebody says hi, you think, yeah, I'm going to think about God, I'm going to talk about God, and I'm going to act out what God wants me to. Don't act out badly, act out goodly. And show the world and show God that you love Him. Let's pray. Father, we thank You so much for Your Word. And there's so much in it. Lord, we could study and study and study and study. And just when we think, wow, I think we've pretty much got everything that we can out of it, there's going to be another level. There's going to be another lesson. There's going to be another love letter hidden in here. Lord, we thank You for that. And I pray that we can take what we've learned today, we can take it and we can share it. We can share it with one another. We can share it with coworkers. We can share it with friends. We can share it with people we meet along the way. So, Father, we can show You, not just think about it, but we can show You how much we love You. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Cindy.